whenever you do almsgiving. Now, the word almsgiving means giving someone charity, philanthropy, goodness, acts of kindness. Whenever you do almsgiving, it's not always cash money. It's an act of kindness. And acts of kindness are not limited to just money. It's meeting someone's need. Whenever you do almsgiving, do not sound the trumpet before you. What do you mean, do not sound the trumpet? Do not toot your horn. Do not ring the bell. Do not make a post. Do not get on the telephone and tell somebody else what you did for somebody else. When you give to someone, do not give to them in the same manner as a hypocrite gives in the synagogues and out in the marketplaces, so that they may be praised by men. And truly I say to you, they have received their reward. You see, when you give somebody something and you go tell somebody else what you did for that person, that's your reward. You tooted your own horn. You rang your own bell. You made your own post. You recorded it. You let everybody know what you did, and everybody praised you for it. So that's your reward. You pat yourself on the back. But according to God's word, when you do almsgiving, you should not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Let me say that real slow. If you give somebody some food, never let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. If you give somebody some money, never let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. If you give somebody some clothing, never let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. If you give somebody some shoes to put on their feet, never let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. If you give someone a place to stay, never let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Whatever you do for another human being, whatever you do for another person, if you give them something, the reason why you should not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing is so that your almsgiving, so that your charity, so that your philanthropy, so that your kindness, so that your goodness may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret shall repay you openly. Do not sound the trumpet before you. How many people in your life have ever given you something and done something for you, and then you find out that they ran and told somebody else what they did to help you? That's a hypocrite. They want to get the recognition for what they've done. They want to take God's glory from God and say, hey, look what I've done. I did this for that person. I gave them this. I gave them that. You know, they was doing real bad. You know, they fell on hard times. And if it wasn't for me, they wouldn't have got out of that situation. That's a hypocrite. I don't care what they do for you. I don't care what they gave you. That's a hypocrite. And they have received their own reward because they pat themselves on their own back. That's the reward that they receive. You pat yourself on your own back, that's your reward. God ain't got nothing to do with that. But he will use you and make you give up whatever it is you think that you're doing for yourself. He'll make you give it up and give it to somebody else. Now, who's the fool? Don't play with God and don't play with the people of God, because at the end of the day, you're going to look real stupid, like stuck on stupid. And how's that working out for you?